You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Carlin vs. Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Who allowed Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman to take over Carlin versus Joe? We decided that's why. He is Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80, and always tell you, a smart speaker to play ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. It's one of our favorite days of the year as we get you ready for the NFL draft that right now, 8 hours away from the first pick involving the Chicago Bears. We know who they're going to take, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to realize that 16 years ago this week, a young Harry Douglas got drafted in the third round, number 84 overall, by his hometown Atlanta Falcons. Mr. Douglas, what was that like?
Say it ain't true, Freddie. Say it ain't true, baby. But it was
welcome
true.
Welcome to my world of getting old. Welcome to my world, Harry.
And it was a beautiful day. It really was. I had a draft party at Hooters. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said we had a draft party at Hooters. And I say okay. We because my family is the thing that I cherish the most in this world. So they were there with me as well. And I think the only thing I regret about the day, Freddie, is that I have no pictures.
Really?
And no physical memories. I have it in my mind.
Sure.
But I have no pictures to go back on and say, oh, man, look at all these pictures from when I got drafted and the fun that we were able to have.
Mm-hmm.
But what was so unique about it is that, you know, my mom is very religious, right?
Right.
And
she was at Hooters that day with you.
Yes, yes. So she really knew it was about her son for her to be at Hooters.
Praise the Lord, and for they know not what they do.
But all the Hooters in the building that day. 2 minutes in and I've already started, right? So the Lord was definitely with her very strongly that day.
The Lord should have been more with you than with her that day.
But let me tell you what's so unique about my mom. Like my mom, I've never known my mom to be wrong about anything.
Okay.
She's very calm, peaceful, very intelligent, smart. And she told me, she was like, I believe you're going to get drafted by the Atlanta Falcons, your hometown team. And you know me being a son, I'm like, nah, Ma. It doesn't work like that. Like it's 32 teams. Anyone can pick you, the whole nine. And when I looked at my cell phone, and it was this AT&T one that I have right here in my hand.
Oh, really?
And at the time, it wasn't my main phone. But it's the phone I gave teams because no one else was calling that number.
Sure.
Right? So when I seen the 404 area code, I said to myself, like my heart kind of dropped a little bit. And I was like, it's no way this is about to happen.
Wow.
And then it was Thomas Dimitroff. On the other end, and then I got to talk to Mike Smith and then, you know, Mike Mularkey, the offensive coordinator, and boy, boy, it was the biggest blessing. I won't say the biggest, one of the best blessings of my life to be able to play in my hometown where I grew up, but also the team that I went in 98 and watched them in the Super Bowl down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a distraction for a lot of guys being in your home, hometown.
Absolutely.
Your home city. For me, it wasn't. It was a blessing. I didn't want to let my family down or the people of the city down either.
So how much did you wrap your mind around potentially that you were going to get drafted, but you were not going to be drafted by your hometown team?
Well, I knew it was a possibility because my head coach in college, Bobby Petrino, was in with the Falcons 2007. Uh-huh. So I was still at Louisville. So he kind of had planted some seeds.
Right.
And then that draft, that it was between Matt Ryan, Brian Brohm, who was my quarterback at Louisville. And I remember the Falcons staff came up to Louisville to work out Brian Brohm.
Right.
And I had a good workout as well, catching the football from him.
Right.
And I remember they called me to do another workout, and I was like, no, I'm okay. I'm good. That's how confident I was in the workout that I had done.
Wow.
And my best friend, Corey Thompson, he said to me, bro, like, you might get drafted by Atlanta. And I was like, nah. But I also didn't know there weren't going to be any receivers that went in the first round that year. So all of us went like second and third round.
Yeah, I still can't believe there were no pictures of you at Hooters for your NFL draft party. That's just a complete miss.
But it wasn't a
miss.
Like usually, you know.
Complete miss.
I was nervous. I didn't know where I was going to end up.
Complete
and like
miss.
It was no pictures, man.
Still
but that's also a time though, Freddie, where we were so busy taking the moment in.
Mm-hmm.
versus taking pictures. It's sure. just
still a miss.
I know.
Still a miss, no matter how you slice it.
I know. Trust me, I made up for it. Read between the lines, folks.
Yes, you have. By the way, don't miss the NFL draft and ESPN Radio. Chris Carlin, who we're in for today, along with Joe Fortenball, Chris Canty, Ian Fitzsimmons, Mike Tannenbaum, Jordan Reed. All the coverage of the NFL draft on ESPN Radio, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Friday coverage at 6 o'clock Eastern time. And then Saturday coverage beginning at noon Eastern time. He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman together. In for Carlin versus Joe, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio. So now that we got the old school NFL draft thing out of the way, Harry Douglas.
The main thing, the main thing.
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 The main thing with Freddie and Harry.
Now we know the Chicago Bears are taking Caleb Williams, the quarterback out of USC, at number one. They know it. Caleb Williams knows it. Everybody knows it. But from my standpoint, Harry Douglas, the draft begins at number two. I don't know who the Washington Commanders are going to take. I firmly believe it's going to be Jaden Daniels. But still, there's some uncertainty, especially when it seems like Jaden Daniels does not want to go to the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, but I feel like personally, you know how I think, Freddie, if the Washington Commanders feel like Jaden Daniels is the perfect guy for their organization,
right?
Forget how Jaden Daniels feels.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like that's the guy that can take you to another dimension, that can take your offense to the promised land, because when you look at Washington and the Commanders, and I've been to that city a lot last year, previously working for the XFL, now the UFL, and seeing how the fans in the beer snake at Audi Field, the soccer stadium there that the DC Defenders play in, and how they really embraced that football team and still do to this day, with the beer snake going all the way to the top of the stands and people just embracing that team. They're hungry for football. And, you know, not too far away, you have the Baltimore Ravens.
Absolutely.
With something a little similar, I would say.
Yeah.
When you look at Lamar Jackson, who was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Okay.
Who has the athleticism.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jaden Daniels, coming out of college, is a better passer, in my opinion, than Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
And we talk about a guy who's won MVP twice
right.
in the National Football League, and they're on the crisp of things, right? You still got Mahomes. But
yeah, he's one of one.
You see what Lamar Jackson has done for the Baltimore Ravens franchise. I think now when you look at the Commanders and where they are, and from a front office perspective and trying to turn things around, you have a new head coach in Dan Quinn, who I know wants to win now. I spent a lot of time with DQ when I was in Atlanta when he was a head coach there. So DQ wants to win now. And he also told us that by the free agents that he brought in.
Yeah.
When you look at an Austin Eckler, you look at a Bobby Wagner, you look at Tyler Biadasz at the center position, and he brings guys from Dallas that understands his system.
Dorrance Armstrong on defense.
He wants to win right now. So what better way than to do that than with a guy named Jaden Daniels, who's ready to play, in my opinion, right now?
Well, Jaden Daniels should be named or renamed Mr. Chill, because he didn't give away anything. When he talked to Brian Custer this morning on Get Up on ESPN, he says, whoever drafts me, I'm not worried at all.
Man, I control what I can control. At the end of the day, I know those guys. You know, we're all very cool, and it was a fun visit. So it wasn't anything to it. I mean, they decided to invite all of us up there. We're just all blessed to be up there at the same time to share that experience. Any competitor says they're the best until, you know, that's just who I am as a competitor. Even those great players in there, I'm always gonna bet on myself. Whatever team believes in me, you know, is going to see me for the future.
He was talking about the whole quarterback speed dating thing that the Washington Commanders had, where they invited all the quarterbacks there, and they didn't know if they're going to swipe right, swipe left, whatever that was going to be. And Jaden Daniels right there, they're going, wait a minute, if I'm your guy, why you got these other dates here? Wait a minute, what kind of dating game is this that was going on?
That's not how it works.
That's not how it's supposed to work, unless you're a player. If you're going to be about it, find out who's going to be with it. That's all that goes. But Jaden Daniels said all the right things in terms of, I can't control that. I'm not worried about it. But whoever they select at number two, meaning the Washington Commanders, to me, that's where the draft is going to start. Because what if they pull a flim-flam and they decide to take Drake May?
I know.
At number two. Then what are the Patriots or the Giants or the Vikings? What are they going to do? Because a guy they probably thought Harry was going to go to number two could no longer be in play, or could be back in play, because Washington Commanders, it's still out there. they may not take Jaden Daniels at number two. That's where the draft starts me, what they're going to do at number two.
And it's a possibility, right? It's a possibility that the Commanders might not take Jaden Daniels. They might want to go with Drake May, because when I look at Drake, I've also been on record saying this on Get Up a few weeks, that he could be the best quarterback of this draft class if things work out the right way. If he goes to the right place and he's surrounded by the right coaching staff, but also the proper players. And he has an opportunity to be able to learn. That was the benefit of a Patrick Mahomes, right? That was the benefit of a Jordan Love. They were able to sit. Now, the Washington Commanders, they don't have that luxury. Because if you, whatever quarterback you take, that quarterback has to play. But let's just say Drake May goes to New England. Well, you have a stopgap quarterback, right?
And Jacoby Brissett.
You have Jacoby Brissett there. If he goes to Minnesota, you have Sam Darnold. Eventually, you would want Drake May to play, but you have a stopgap guy that he can, you know, sit behind and learn the ins and outs. And I trust Kevin O'Connell or whatnot. So it's just a matter of what's their preference and who they feel like can be the best candidate for them now and in the future.
Well, Chris Canty, host on Sports and Like with him, Evan Cohen, and also Michelle Smallman on ESPN Radio Monday through Friday from 6, 8 to 10 a. He believes that number two pick that the Commanders have, that's still in play.
I was told by somebody that's in the know that they wouldn't be surprised if we have double-digit trades in the first round tonight.
Double-digit?
Double-digit trades.
Starting around what pick would we say?
I would probably say start looking at that number three overall pick. But I wouldn't even rule out the number two overall pick.
Okay, so if Chris Canty is right, what will happen with the third pick of tonight's draft and who could be making that choice? He's Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman in for Carlin versus Joe. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Drake May making something out of nothing.
He's got a nice arm. He sees it. He's got a high football IQ. He's an excellent leader. He's a complete player at that position.
He could be really, really good. He could be great.
This is a powerful, powerful young man.
The ceiling, like there is really no ceiling with a guy like that.
Talent is in abundance. Size, arm strength, athleticism, mobility. 21 years of age, super gifted. Think about him. He just needs to sit a little bit, watch and learn. He needs to tighten up that delivery a bit. And as I said, the skill set that he has bodes well for the type of franchise quarterback he's going to be expected to become at the pro level.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Today on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. I wish people could see Harry doing his Inner Supremes right now, presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. So learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. So remember the movie The Waterboy? Right before they had the onside kick, and he goes, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Oh, yeah. We could have that situation with a team picking third when it comes to New England Patriots, Harry Douglas, because Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL Insider and Sports Center last night, said the team to watch in this draft is the team picking third and what they're going to do.
Well, the team to watch right now, in my mind, would be the New England Patriots. They're sitting there at number three after the Bears, after the Commanders, and they get to determine whether they pick the next quarterback in line or whether they want to trade that pick to the Minnesota Vikings or New York Giants. Those are the two teams that have expressed an interest in coming up, but the Patriots have a decision to make. Do they want to go take their quarterback, Drake May or J.J. McCarthy? Both have support within the building. Or do they want to get a lot of compensation in return? The Vikings are more desperate. They have more ammunition, but the Giants are closer.
Well, Adam, it's nice of you to bring that up because I think the 2024 NFL draft actually starts with the New England Patriots at number three, Freddie.
Okay.
And when you look at team needs
for
this football team, massive on the offensive side, whether it's quarterback, wide receiver, offensive line, offensive tackle, whichever way you want to put it.
Sure.
But then I personally feel like the New England Patriots, if there's a quarterback there, you're not guaranteed you're going to be in this spot again. And if you have dreams and aspirations to getting out of this funk that you've been in the last 4 years, I should say the last 3 years, you need to pick a quarterback of the future because there are no guarantees that you will be here again.
Right.
But also, if you decide to trade this pick and you get massive draft compensation, you can feel some of the holes that you have on the offensive side of the ball or what you may have on the defensive side of the ball. So right now, I think New England, They're in a spot where, you know, they might be torn. And the four teams I can see actually trading up, Vikings, Broncos, Raiders, and Giants. And you made a great assumption. Like, you thought the draft starts at two because let's just say the Washington Commanders.
Right.
Take Drake May.
Right, which I don't think they're going to do, but you
so
never know.
Now at number three, now the Raiders play a massive part in trying to come up to number three.
Right.
And trying to get a guy that played for their head coach at Arizona State, Antonio Pierce, and we know Jayden Daniels and that connection and what those guys have. But you look at Minnesota, the Vikings, in which on offense they have a massive haul of weapons. Well, you look at Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson. They not recently signed Aaron Jones. They just don't have the guy but under center in the shotgun to pull the trigger and throw to these guys and make them do what they do or help them do what they do.
Right.
But a quarterback, if you move up, and you give up the 11th, the 23rd pick, and probably other draft compensation. I know Phil Yates has mentioned this on many of occasions. Then you can get your quarterback there. Me personally, I feel like the New England Patriots need to draft a quarterback.
Yep.
Because it's not like you're going to the store as a kid or you're going to the Bank of America and, you know, you have your child with you and the people at the table, oh, that baby is so cute. Let me give him one of these suckers. Let me give him a dum-dum. Like, you can't, it's not like you're going to the bank frequently and making these deposits and you get to pick quarterbacks when you want to.
Yeah. The Patriots can't be dumb when it comes to picking the quarterback.
Yep.
Especially when it comes to having PTSD from what happened with Mac Jones. It could be very easy for the organization. Let's be honest. Mac Jones failed them, and they failed Mac Jones because they did not coach him properly. If you're Gerard Mayo, now in charge of the New England Patriots, and the general manager when it comes to that, Elliott Wolf, you can't have PTSD because it didn't work out Mac Jones when he fell to you in the top 15 of the NFL draft. You can't go and say, well, we like J.J. McCarthy, but we don't take J.J. McCarthy at number three prices. You can't have that mindset. The New England Patriots have got to get out of the way of getting in touch with the inner Bill Belichick-ness. Now that Bill Belichick is no longer part of that organization.
I agree.
Just because he's not there doesn't mean that the Belichick-ness is not around the New England Patriots. They got to move on from that because in modern football, if you got a chance to draft a quarterback, if you think J.J. McCarthy is your guy, then damn it, take him at number three. If you believe that he fits, you and I talked about this.
Yep.
It's not so much about the player or the organization, but how do you make that fit?
And what you believe your coaching staff can do, what you believe a player can be for your organization.
Absolutely.
That's what I always say when it comes to the draft, for any draft, for any sport. All it takes is one team.
Absolutely.
It takes one team to fall in love with you, and then, you know, us in the media and people out there viewing the draft, let us talk the noise.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if you truly believe in a candidate, look, Detroit Lions last year, remember when they drafted Jahmyr Gibbs and then Jack Campbell? People were like, what are they doing?
What are they doing?
And they had the best draft. Them and the Houston Texans, I thought, had the best draft last season.
Absolutely. Harry Douglas, Freddie coming together in for Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And that's the thing that drives me nuts about this. Teams always fear what they don't know or fear what already has already happened. If you're the Patriots, you know you need a quarterback. I think Minnesota needs less of a quarterback because you mentioned Sam Darnold.
He's there.
We're not talking about an old guy, 35 years of age. Hey, sonny, get off my lawn. We're not talking about that kind of quarterback. We're talking about Sam Darnold that's been a star-cross quarterback, but he showed once he had proper coaching around him in San Francisco, he looked pretty good for that football team. Not trying to forward that out. What it could left for a 17-game season, but he has a coaching staff that can put pieces around him and put in positions where he can succeed. They may not need a quarterback as much as people are telling them because they have a guy, Sam Darnold, that if coached right, can be really good with the kind of weapons they have around him in Minnesota.
And one of the things I feel like Sam Darnold has benefiting him moving forward is that Kevin O'Connell is running the system or system similar to what Kyle Shanahan runs with the San Francisco 49ers.
Same
so
thing.
It's not like you're going into a system that's going to be foreign to you and you have to learn so much.
Right.
No, a lot of the things carry over because Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan was together, and that's what Kevin O'Connell came from, the Sean McVay tree.
Right.
Yeah. So he's going to be comfortable within that system. That's why I say whoever Minnesota take, it's not a guarantee that they have to just play right now.
No, they don't.
They can learn the system, and maybe they can take over mid-year, later in the year, or in a year.
Yeah.
I don't think they, you know, instantly have to play.
You're right. If you're J.J. McCarthy, though, because that's become the buzz quarterback. I know we talk about Caleb Williams of USC, Jaden Daniels of LSU, Drake May of North Carolina. But J.J. McCarthy, to me, is the buzz quarterback of this draft because so many people are enamored of him, even though he's not considered a top three prospect. Although when Brother McCarthy was on this show earlier this week, the former Michigan quarterback, he gave Joe Fortenbaugh and Chris Carlin a pretty good idea where he might go this year, especially tonight.
The New York Giants, you know, had a great time with them, met with them twice, went out there for a 30 visit, and they came for a private workout as well as, you know, showing up on pro day. So just being able to, you know, spin the pill on Easter Sunday was just a blast. And being out there with the guys doing that was so much fun. And, you know, Coach Dable, Mr. Shane, Coach Kafka, Coach Tierney, just great guys and great football guys. So it was just awesome to be with them.
It sounds like that first date went really, really well.
Well, just wait a damn minute, J.J. McCarthy. You know them all by name, as you should, and expressing it, too. Okay, Mr. J.J.
He got the flowers.
Let us know you want to go to New York without telling us you want to go to New York.
He got the candy.
Ooh.
He got the limo ride.
Spotlight.
Exactly. He had the mint on the pillow, all from the New York Giants, because you don't invest that kind of time to think we might not take that guy.
Yeah, so I agree.
Maybe J.J. McCarthy knows something that we don't about where he could go tonight, either at number three to the Patriots or maybe number six to the New York Giants.
And it's a possibility, and that's the thing about him. Mm-hmm. He's a winner, right?
Yes, he is.
One of the things I know about owners and GMs and coaches, they love winners, and they want to pack their team with guys with that mindset. He's 27-1 as a starter. I know a knock on him with a lot of people. Hey, he's never had to be the bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
But when certain plays was asked of him, he made those plays.
In the championship game.
Yep.
And I would even say also
against Alabama, right? When they were down. In that game, 7 points late, and he had to string together a drive, he made the plays necessary to be able to get them there to do that.
Harry Douglas, Freddie coming in for Carlin versus Joe, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And if you're wondering who your team will pick tonight in the first round, we're going to have you covered. We got the Freddie and Harry mock draft, all 32 picks today. As a matter of fact, we're going to do the top 10 and tell you exactly what each team is going to do with the first 10 picks. The Freddie and Harry mock draft will start after Harry has this for you from Indeed.
Well, let me tell you all, it's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tools help you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hustle. Start hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Indeed.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
It's time to have some fun.
Live from the heart of downtown Detroit.
This is the most fascinating NFL Draft I've ever been associated with.
The Chicago Bears select
the NFL Draft, Round 1, tonight at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us in for the boys today on Carlin versus Joe, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. NFL Draft tonight on ESPN Radio. Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, Ian Fitzsimmons, Mike Tannenbaum, Jordan Reed, and a cast of thousands from Detroit, Michigan. Coverage begins tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Rounds 2 and 3. Coverage on Friday begins at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday begin at noon. We're going to mock the entire draft. We're going to do the first 10 picks this hour. Then we're going to do picks 11 through 21 next hour. And then we'll finish off the draft in the 2 o'clock hour. We're going to do the whole entire first round when it comes to the mock draft because, you know, we can and we're going to. And there's nothing you can do about it. Now, I got the first pick, not because I won a coin toss or lost a bet. It was decided by Evan Wilner, our producer, making sure that that was going to work. So, this is easy. With the first pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears are taking Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC. We knew it back in January and February and March and now April. That is going to be the dude. They are taking Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC with the number one pick.
With the second overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels. I think he's the ready prospect right now to uplift this football team. You talk about the athleticism, the explosive plays. That is something he's going to be able to do at the next level. I like Jaden Daniels with the second pick.
With the third pick of the NFL Draft, the New England Patriots tried to trade out of it. They tried to get some takers. It was too not enough for their blood, and too rich for the people. With the third pick in the NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select J.J. McCarthy out of the University of Michigan. They didn't want to pay that price at the third pick, but that's the guy they want. That's the guy they want to have. That's the guy they need. They're not worried about tomorrow. They're worried about today. The Patriots will take J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback out of Michigan, with the third pick of the draft.
With the fourth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select wide receiver from The Ohio State University, Marvin Harrison Jr. You talk about ready now. Mm-hmm. The size, the speed, the athleticism, the route running, the contested catches. Also, I would mention he's the son of Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison Sr. He's ready to play football right now. He didn't train for the combine or pro day. He was training for football activities, but I think right now, instantly, he's going to be able to be a valuable weapon for Kyler Murray. That's why the Cardinals chose him.
With the fifth pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers almost traded out with the Atlanta Falcons. But they didn't. They stayed right there. They take Joe Alt, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. Jim Harbaugh wants to run the football and protect his quarterback. He believes he can find a wide receiver anywhere else. But offensive linemen like that are very hard to find. So Joe Alt, offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. The Chargers take him with the number 5 pick in the NFL draft. Let's retract the picks right now in terms of Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio, giving out a mock draft for the first round for the first 10 picks. I went first. Bears taking Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC. Harry says the Commanders are taking Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU. I think the Pages are number 3. Stay there and take J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. Harry thinks the Cardinals will take Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of The Ohio State University, number 4. And I think the Chargers at number 5 take Joe Alt, offensive tackle of Notre Dame.
With the 6th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select wide receiver from LSU, Malik Nabers. And Freddie, speed kills, kills, kills. Sometimes you just can't coach intangibles that this young man has. I think he's going to be a valuable weapon for Daniel Jones this year moving forward. And also, explosive plays is something the Giants could actually use. He had a ton of them at LSU. They go get their wide receiver that's explosive.
With the 7th pick of the NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans trade out of that spot. They trade with the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings flip-flop with them. They move up from number 11 to number 7. They also give the Tennessee Titans a 3rd-round pick in this draft. With that pick at number 7, the Tennessee Titans. Oh, they got their guy. The Minnesota Vikings, they got their guy. Drake May slides down to them. They take Drake May with the 7th pick in the draft. The Minnesota Vikings make that trade to Tennessee Titans. They flip-flop positions. The Titans get the 11th pick in the draft and a 3rd-round pick this year. But the Vikings, they take Drake May, the quarterback out of North Carolina, in a trade with the 7th pick of the 2024 NFL Draft.
With the 8th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, my Atlanta Falcons select Dallas Turner from Alabama. And this is a glaring need for the Atlanta Falcons. You look at the over the last 3 or 4 years, they've really struggled to rush the passer. No better way than to go get a guy like Dallas Turner who played under Nick Saban. You know he's going to have that balance, that structure, that discipline, but also very highly productive early on in his career and also late in his career at Alabama at the collegiate level.
With the 9th pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, to get in touch with my inner Martin, the famous TV show, they take Roma Dunsey, the wide receiver out of Washington. He fits what they do. So now you got Keenan Allen, you have DJ Moore, and you got Roma Dunsey to go with Caleb Williams and Cole Kmet at tight end. That's going to be a pretty, pretty nasty offense for the Chicago Bears. They take Roma Dunsey with the 9th pick out of Washington, that wide receiver for the Bears in the NFL draft in the first round.
With the 10th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New York Jets select tight end from the University of Georgia, Brock Bowers. This young man from his freshman year, if he was eligible to come out and enter the NFL draft, he would have been able to do so. And he would have been able to play at a very, very high level. You talk about a guy that you can give speed sweeps to. You can play him at running back if you wanted to.
Right.
Receiving the football, but blocking on the edge of the offensive line, being able to win at the point of attack. Brock Bowers is the jack of all trades.
So here are the first 10 picks according to the Freddie and Harry alternating mock draft. Bears take Caleb Williams, number 1. Commanders take Jaden Daniels at number 2. Patriots stay at number 3 and take J.J. McCarthy at that spot. Cardinals at number 4 take Marvin Harrison Jr. At number 5, the Chargers take Joe Alt, the offensive tackle of Notre Dame. At number 6, the Giants stay where they are. They take Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU. The Vikings trade the number 7, the Tennessee Titans. They take Drake May, the quarterback out of North Carolina. Harry believes his own Falcons take Dallas Turner, the edge rush from Alabama, number 8. The Bears, they take Roma Dunsey, wide receiver Washington, number 9. And then Harry believes the Jets take Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia, at number 10.
I would say this. What's interesting to me is the Patriots at number 3 with J.J. McCarthy. But if that's their guy, you have to do what you have to do. You can't worry about what everybody else thinks about your pick.
Absolutely.
I think also, Freddie, Roma Dunsey, the Chicago Bears, within his first 10 picks, they've won the 10 picks of our draft, right?
Right.
You're able to get your quarterback in Caleb Williams. You're able to get him another number one wide receiver. So that would make them have three number one wide receivers for their young quarterback. There's no excuse for him not to be successful moving forward.
Well, here's something else. You take Malik Nabers at number six with the New York Giants, a wide receiver at LSU. You're telling your quarterback, if you can't figure this out with a guy like that who we know can make those, as you like to call them, they're not 50-50 balls. They're
100-100, baby.
100-100, baby. Meaning the wide receiver's getting that 100 and the defensive back is getting zero. They're letting Daniel Jones, whether this is going to be your last year or not, no excuses because nobody cares. We decide not to take a quarterback. Like I said, this is a mock draft. We decide not to take a quarterback, but, dude, you got to figure that out. We put this team in your hands. We moved on from Saquon Barkley. If you can't get it done, then we'll find somebody else next year, either in free agency or the NFL draft.
Also, with the Jets at number 10, their pick, I was fighting between, okay, should I go O-line here or should I go playmaker for Aaron Rodgers? I thought about the now, right? And for this football team, they want to win right now. They don't want to think about the future.
Yep.
So that's why I gave Aaron Rodgers another weapon at number 10 overall, Evan.
Number 45, and remember, 45 minutes, we're going to do the second part of the first round mock draft. We'll do picks when it comes through number 11 through number 21. That comes your minute, comes your way, excuse me, 45 minutes here on Carlin versus Joe. Freddie Coleman, that's me. Harry Douglas, that's him, in for the boys today. Like we mentioned, NFL draft tonight happening 7 o'clock Eastern time with Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, Ian Fitzsimmons, Mike Tannenbaum, and Jordan Reed. We switch gears in the National Basketball Association, NBA to you and me. Harry Douglas says, don't play with your food, especially in the playoffs. But this team continued to do so, and it's going to haunt them. That's after Harry has this from Vivid Seats.
Score the seats and memories this spring with Vivid Seats, your home for every buzzer beater, puck drop, and home run. Vivid Seats has a great selection and great prices on all the games that matter to you. With a 100% buyer guarantee, Vivid Seats gives you the peace of mind for the ultimate fan experience. Celebrate your fandom with unbeatable rewards like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
The Heat had to come to Boston to play the perfect game, and they did just that. And the 8 seed Miami Heat now have home court advantage as we all take our talents to South Beach.
Tip my hat off to the Heat. I think they shot the ball incredibly well. They put up more three-point attempts than we did tonight, and they was able to get some good looks, but you know, they knocked a lot of them down, which was tough.
To think that you're not going to have ups and downs throughout a run, you're not being realistic. So you just have to go back and look at what we did well and where we didn't, and then figure out the areas that we can improve upon.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us in for the boys today on Carlin versus Joe, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80, and always tell you smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. The reason Chris Carlin's not here, he's brought an NFL draft and ESPN Radio coverage tonight beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern time with him, Chris Canty, Ian Fitzsimmons, Mike Tannenbaum, and Jordan Reed. So be there. Aloha. I warned y'all, and Harry Douglas warned y'all, about the Boston Celtics. Harry says that's a team that is way too good to play with their food. Well, the food hit them all in the face last night after losing to the Miami Heat. A prediction that was put out there by Shaquille O'Neal NBA on TNT, and also Basketball Hall of Famer. He predicted that victory was going to happen before the game got started.
Miami by 10 tonight.
Bet me.
Miami by 10?
Bet me.
Okay. Well, Jimmy's not there, so they definitely got to spread the love. And look, they're shooting the ball great. I disagree with Chuck. I know they're going to maintain this, Chuck. I will double whatever the bet is, and they're going to continue to shoot, and they're going to steal this game. Because, again, with Boston, though, they live by the three, and they die by the three.
So Shaq said it, so it was. Miami here making 23 threes last night, Harry. Celtics only making 12 threes. So I'll throw this question to you, since you had a brother, Tony Douglas, playing the NBA, drafted in the first round by my New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Why did this happen to a Celtics team last night?
I think Shaq just said it in what you just played. When it comes to the Boston Celtics, they live by the three, they die by the three. Now, I'm also safe in saying that a team that I think has done that the best over the last 10 years have been the Golden State Warriors. But I think the difference between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics, they've been able to do other things outside of shooting the three that doesn't allow them to lose basketball games. Talk about in the past.
Absolutely.
Right? When it comes to Boston, if they're not hitting the threes, most likely it's not going to be a good day for them. But also, when you look at a guy in Porzingis, who is their third scorer, and all three guys on the year average over 20 points, well, you can't have six. Tatum can't have 28. Brown can't have 33. And then Porzingis, he has 6 points. That's not going to cut it. And I also think when you look at the three-point line, Miami was able to have 33 more points behind the arc. Mm. And Freddie, what do I say all the time about the Boston Celtics? When they have high assists, when they have 28, 29, 30-plus assists,
no doubt,
that means the ball is moving. This basketball team is playing the brand of basketball that they're supposed to be playing. They had 21 last night, and it's evident, right, that they lost. It's not a surprise to me because when you have a team like Boston, and that's the only thing that bothers me with them, is that they live by the three and they die by the three.
Yeah. Here's something else that bothers me about the Boston Celtics. That definitely bothers me. Although as a Knicks fan, I don't really care whatever happens. Although this is kind of like the lesser two evils. A Heat team that I can't stand because of the Heat culture that's been so good, and a Celtics team I can't stand because they beat my Knicks. So in this series, I don't really care who wins. But if you're the Boston Celtics, Jaylen Brown had a message for your basketball team that if you don't heed it, you will bring a potential upset loss that could carry over from last night for the rest of the series.
Yeah, come back, be the harder playing team next game, and execute. I think that's it, and everything else take care of itself. We got to win the fight.
Yeah, got to win the fight. No, here's I'm going to amend that. You got to bring the fight, and not when it's conducive for you. I firmly believe last night Boston, after beating them by 32 points in game one, probably figured, man, they ain't got nobody.
Well, number one, you always supposed to respect your opponent. They didn't respect their opponent.
Absolutely. And you should really know to do that when you're facing a Heat team that last year beat you in the NBA playoffs. After they were up 3-0, then you make it 3-3, and then you didn't show up in game seven. You would think a Celtics team would have learned that lesson, even though they did not have Terry Rozier and Jimmy Buckets Butler. But what happens? Jaylen Brown, well, you know what? We got to win the fight. No, Boston, you got to bring the fight when it's all said and done.
This is no disrespect to the Miami Heat, because if you're in the NBA and, you know, they have ball players over there, right? It's evident they won the game last night. But I thought it was pretty embarrassing for the Boston Celtics without Terry Rozier, without Jimmy Butler, that they lost that basketball game last
night.
And Kendrick Perkins went on on Twitter. He sent the message right to everyone complaining about the Boston Celtics. And I feel the same way. Every time you want to believe in the Boston Celtics, they're going to show you why you should not believe in the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, because,
and a game like last night is one of those games.
Because I warned people before the series got started. After they won game one and somebody said, who made the biggest statement? I said, well, Boston did, because they didn't let Miami believe, man, you got no chance of winning the series. Well, then they had the exact opposite last night. They let Miami allow themselves to believe, man, we can beat you guys without Jimmy Butler, without Terry Rozier, especially you play like that. They were terrible defensively. They settled for too many jump shots, and they allowed Tyler Hero to be, there goes their hero when it comes to him. Nothing is Tyler Hero. You should not allow him to dominate a game when you have three guys on the other side named Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Kristaps Porzingis. Best player for a quarter, yeah. Best player for a game with you three guys on the other side, that was inexcusable from the Boston Celtics last night.
Well, one of the things that, you know, my guy Eazy-E, Evan Wilner, who's one of our producers, he brought up in our meeting, is like, I can understand if you allow Tyler Hero or Bam to get off.
Right.
But to allow both of those guys to get off when you know those are the two guys that are at the forefront of everything for Miami from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah.
It's also inexcusable in my opinion. Yeah.
By the way, let's say the Miami Heat, because now if you're the Heat, you're thinking, we're not just going to get one. We can get two. Game three becomes very, very pivotal. Because
they're playing with house money.
Exactly. House money number one.
You're playing with house money right now.
And you're playing against a team, Harry, to your point, you're exactly right with the Heat playing with house money and also with a team that won 64 games in the regular season. If they don't win game three, meaning Boston, that's going to be a very nervous city when it comes to that because they're thinking, here we go again. This team two seasons ago.
DMX.
Right, exactly. You know, they're going to be slipping and falling. They may not get up. They're going to be slipping and falling. They may not get up. Because 2 years ago, they had a 2-1 series lead against the Golden State Warriors. They were the more talented team, the younger team, and they were also a team that had that advantage. Didn't win another basketball game. You have a better team last year, and you lose to Miami Heat after being down 3-0. You lose game three of your Boston, that's going to be a very, very nervous city before game four.
I think one of the other things that's, you know, that stands out to me, and it's glaring, is you have Eric Spoelstra and you have Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah.
Advantage Miami.
Yeah. But you should be able to overcome that if you're Boston because of the guys on your basketball team.
I agree with that.
That should have learned their lessons.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Even if Joe Mazzulla, we know he can't match up with Eric Spoelstra, but Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, Jrue Holiday, you got to be more enough to overcome that disadvantage that you have. There's a quarterback in this draft that people are saying, I don't know. But Harry Dulles will bring the no when it comes. He could be the best quarterback in this draft. That's next on Carlin versus Joe.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.